Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What are you eating?
Do you actually want to know?
What flavour is it? Like fucking Asian street market scorpion okay. And like no, lemongrass?
No, it's fucking not. How dare you, right? What? So I'm having, let me set
how
the scene.
How dare you? Carol, this is let your fault that I think this about you.
Let me set the scene, okay?
What?
I'm having pork and leek dumplings. Okay,
Shut the fuck up.
No,
I'm going to jingle.
No, you're going to listen.
Go on.
You're going to listen.
Pork and leek dumplings.
Pork and leek dumplings, right? Crisped them myself with some sesame oil. They look gorge. And I made my own dip. I'm showing you here on the... Well, no, I'm going to tip it out. Anyway, made my own dip. Looks like baby vomit, but that's fine. It is sweet soy sauce with some... rice wine vinegar, some chili crunch, and what else did I pop in there? Did I say sesame oil? A little bit of that, and some normal soy, right? And I'm having a Yuzu lemon and lime unsweetened sparkling water as my beverage.
I actually fucking hate you. And you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla with the taste buds.
Carla with the variety. Like
Carla
I just can't.
Spice of life, my God, it's the spice of life.
There's just so much going on. How does your mouth know how to cope? I can't even keep up with you when you're explaining it. Say your mouth just be like,
no.
Screaming.
My mouth's like, thank you for the taste. It's like,
your taste buds are...
you're nothing if not for
HD now at this stage. There's so much going on. They don't know what to fucking do.
No, it's obsessed with me.
They need counselling. No, they're just like, my own heart just keeps...
They love me. They actually love me. They're like, do you know what, Carla? You feed us well. And you introduce us to new things. So, how about that? Yeah?
I'd fucking hate to be one of your taste buds. I tell you that much.
I know, fucking hell. I'm not ketchup or Eddie Rocket, so I'd say your fucking taste buds are fuming.
I don't even eat ketchup.
You don't even eat it. Sorry, I forgot about that. Ketchup's a spicy food to you. I forgot.
It's a spicy,
spicy food. It is.
It is.
Caucasian. You should now actually start introducing yourself. Caucasian, Jen.
I'm so white. Yeah. And like, especially now, like pregnant Jen is even whiter. Like I'm porcelain because it's the heartburn. I just can't risk getting.
So what do you eat? Like just a spud?
Just a spud and maybe like a bit of plain pasta.
Oh, a bit of butter on that or no? Just straight up raw dog in the pasta.
Carla, who do you think you're talking to?
Like do you even salt the water?
No.
Are you a Jen?
Sometimes if I'm feeling fancy, I'll put a bit of like butter in the water.
Oh, that doesn't do anything.
it just stops the pasta from I don't know what I think it does. Anyway.
Oh my God.
I salt water when I put rice in it. Is that wrong? Am I doing it backwards?
Yeah, you are doing a little bit backwards. You can salt the water. Like actually, sorry. The best way to do rice... you're going to hate me for this. The best way to do rice
is to buy a rice cooker in the middle aisle and
no,
have another appliance in the kitchen.
I can't have another appliance. I've not been allowed to get a rice cooker.
She has a fucking pizza cooker.
I do actually have a pizza oven.
On the floor.
I have a crepe maker, a pizza oven. I have a few fucking things. I've got a lot of shite. But best way to do it is to pop in a little bit of cumin, a little bit of paprika, but a few different spices.
And you toast the spices, right?
Okay? Listen, yeah. Stick with me now. A little bit of oil, tiny little bit of oil. You toast them little spices. And then you pop in the rice dry. And you fry the rice when it's all dry. It's all like, you know, like you know, like that. And you give that a minute or two. You just toast that a little bit. And then you add the water. Yeah, apparently that's how you make it. And a bay leaf if you have one. I don't think you do.
I
don't think you do. I don't think you do.
I was heartborn just listening to you. Now, you know your man on TikTok who just be judging everybody the way that they cook their rice?
Yeah, but Jen, he's as Caucasian as you are. He's like 2 out of 10.
No, there's no. An actual Asian guy who does it.
Oh.
And he's like, obviously judging all of the non-Asian people who try to cook rice, like boiling a bag, basmati.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. Is he a man who'd just be like, emotional damage? Because that's like what I get when I hear what meals you're eating.
Emotional damage. Fuck you.
I'll be fucking dealing with it.
Anyway, tell us what your flavour of life has been this week.
Flavour of life this week? As in, what do you mean? You're putting me on the spot here, George. What?
Jesus Christ, have you done anything fucking exciting this week? Jesus
Christ. I've been pregnant and I've fucking... Gone
okay.
Drag list.
Jesus, get straight into it then, you cranky bitch.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This week. Oh, we're on Patreon, by the way. It's in the show notes. The link is always there. We're fucking belting out the episodes over there.
Oh my god, you're getting 2 hour, 90 minute specials at the moment. Yeah, last week we had such a fucking laugh. We absolutely rinsed everybody that we knew. It's great.
mainly with family. What was I going to say to you? Yeah, but this episode we're talking about the most inappropriate thing that we've seen at work, mm-hmm. or been told or experienced at work. You have a story for this. Does somebody tell you to fix your face or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've actually been told that 2 separate occasions, same person. Hilarious.
You come across as a wanker sometimes, so I don't blame them.
It's not that. I just have a, like, it's my face. It's my face. There was actually a little bit of a thing there where people would just snap, like, screenshot my face. Like, as in, you know, on Teams. They'd just, like, snip it.
And send it to you?
And send it to, like, either me or the group and be like, your face when, you know, like, all those kind of things.
Yeah, well, you wear everything on your face. Like, if you're not impressed with somebody, I'm just like, oh my god.
I know.
She might as well be just telling them to take the fucking plate back to the chef. Like,
but I don't know. I don't think it's...
That's because you can't see her face all the time.
I don't think I'm the problem. I just truly don't believe I'm the problem with this one. Do you know what it is, right? I think it's because... I wear my heart on my face.
You literally do.
It's because, and I've said this multiple times, right, I'm the ugliest crier and the ugliest laugher, because it's like when you see a cartoon character cry, it's not supposed to happen. It's like I'm too expressive. So it's like every thought that I've ever had is just imprinted and stamped into my face. So I do find it hard, and I have been asked to control my face before.
In work.
But so inappropriate. Like, you can't, like... fix your face. Shut the fuck up. Like,
what was the context? Are you, what were
the
you
sorry, the context, right? The context wasn't even this, right? I had actually spoken to this person who was in a leadership position about something that I was very upset about, okay? Completely off topic, right? So this is like a heart to heart. Had a little cry, never cry. And I wasn't actually in work, I was actually at an event at the time, and I was very overwhelmed. And I just kind of like, she asked me that, you know, when somebody asks you the wrong question and you just kind of like melt. I was kind of like the thing that happened there. So that happened. And So anyway, go through it, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, right, getting up, we're walking off. And she was like, bit of advice. Your face sometimes? And I was like, is my face fucked? Like, because I'm just after sobbing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like my face.
I got panda eyes.
Yeah, like, she's like, you just need to watch your face. You come across as, you know, you just come across as very, like, arrogant. It's like, what? She's like, just sometimes your face, like, it's like an arrogant face. And I was like, it's like an arrogant, I'm literally just after pouring out my heart to you. This is, and she was like, just off topic, just something I've noticed.
Oh, wrong place, wrong time.
Wrong place, wrong time. But also, an arrogant, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
You probably had a face like a fucking melted welly on, like, at the time, you know, like, she probably was just like, you can actually see it on her face that she looks like she's about to fucking slap someone.
But, and like,
she probably wasn't wrong, but she shouldn't have said it to you then and there. She should have said it to you at the Christmas party when you were locked.
No. First of all, that's not a thing. An arrogant, like, explain that. Explain an arrogant face. Like, explain what that looks like. Also, I was kind of like mortified. I was a little bit mortified by the situation. And then I went back and I was like talking to people in work. And every single person that I said it to in work was horrified.
Oh, yeah,
they're like, oh my God, I cannot believe that fucking happened to you.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot. And then it kind of became the, like, then I became the face. Do you know what I mean? And it was just like this whole thing. But I think it is, I naturally pout.
Yeah.
You know, like, even when I'm talking to you now, there is just, like, a bit of a, like, upturned lip kind of situation going on.
This is what I was
going
to say. I think that's what, like, I think when she says arrogant, she was probably trying to say professional, but she meant, like, rude as fuck. So it was probably, like, when you know, you do that with your lip and you show your teeth and you're like, eh.
Yeah. Do that a lot.
That's probably exactly what she meant.
Yeah, but that's not, okay, first of all, time and place. And then second of all, that's not a thing. Like, you can't go along, you can't go around and tell people that they have an arrogant face.
Yeah.
You just can't.
No, that's fair enough. Well, I could tell you, she can't.
No,
you're mine.
Could, yeah. Mine to tell.
The only job where
you're
mind
correct.
I can tell you.
Okay,
I'm the
perfect.
Only colleague you have that can tell you that.
You're like, watch our fucking face. No, but like, It'd be different if you were like, oh, you fucking, do you know,
Carla,
you gave, you, yeah, and I'd be like, oh, you know, yeah. School days, oh, I'm not a smiler anyway.
No, you're not. You're really not.
No, it's because I've wonky teeth, and I've been told my whole life that I've wonky teeth. So guess what? Fucking, it's a beast of your own creation, world.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know that feeling, having to smile with your fucking lips closed. Yeah.
So I probably do look a bit. Probably do look a little. Anyway, I have other stories, but they will be for the Patreon.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay. I've been, the only thing that comes to mind when I think of it is the job that I was in, not my current job, but I was pregnant with John Bobby.
Stunning.
Obviously, I was in like a retail job, so this is like a standy up job, and there's a
standy up.
Yeah, it was all the fucking time, but there was a task that I had to do. It was kind of in the back, like away from the public.
Yeah.
And so I decided you could sit down doing this job. So what we used to do sometimes is get the stepladder and kind of sit on the stepladder, because we like be climbing up and down to get stuff off the high shelves, and then you'd sit on the stepladder and do the task, and then it was like a shelf fucking stocking thing. And like all of a sudden my boss was like, do you know what, there's a sign out in the front of the shop there that hasn't been there for 5 years, and now I'm going to go and fix it, so I need that stepladder. It was so subtle, and there was no accusations that could be thrown, because it was obviously
cleverly done,
but I was just like, oh, you fuck. Oh, because it was literally like a week after I kind of said that I was pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wasn't sitting down because I was pregnant. I was like, this is the thing.
Sitting down because I'm fucking wrecked.
No, well, it was a thing that everybody did. It wasn't just like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like, everybody was kind of known for like, this is the type of job that it's grand. You can sit back, you don't need to go out to the public or whatever. Nobody can see it. So it was just like, oh, you fuck. It was just kind of the precedent. It was like, no, you're not going to start this now just because you're pregnant. you know, that kind of, and
yeah, as if to be like, oh, look who's after going and getting herself up the duff.
And there was moments where you can just tell that this person had that type of mentality, and you were just like, oh, here we fucking go. But it was one of those where you couldn't say that neither, because you couldn't like nail it down, because like it's so deniable.
Yeah, you'd be like, what, I needed the stepladder.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like, you fucking didn't, you little...
For the sign that hasn't been there for 5 years, you were... Yeah, oh, okay. Right, cool. Okay. So you just now decided to get up from what you were doing.
Interesting, huh?
Okay.
That's crazy, right?
Crazy. But we put a box out and asked y'all for your experiences, and she's delivered as usual.
He has had a lot of experience. Because I just think it's one of those things that it's like... It definitely happens to people at like different points. Like there's been so many points where I've been in work and like there's like three or four of us staring at each other going, did that just fucking happen?
Yeah, yeah.
Like in front of our very eyes. I don't know if it's like... Okay, because this is from my own experience. It tends to happen with... Boomers. You know?
Yeah, there's just no filter there.
Like 45 plus, it seems to happen.
Another thing I will say as well, it always happens private sector, public sector, because I've been in both.
P's and Q's.
Oh, fuck me, the difference. Like, you cannot step a foot. It happens, obviously, and I'm going to be sad. I'd say the amount of DMs once this goes out from people working in the public sector are going to be like, Jen,
are you serious?
Are you fucking serious? But I feel like private sector, they just get away with murder a lot more.
Yeah.
And it's just very, like, when I changed from private to public, I was just like, holy shit, nobody steps. Like, everybody is just so proper and assertive and the way you should be in a professional environment. Whereas, like, private was just like, fucking anything goes and you see what you get away with.
Yeah, it's like, how much can I get away with today? It's like,
sorry about that. Now.
Oh Jesus, look at her now, breaking her own fucking rules.
Sorry about that. Now I did request that piece of information there. It's from the accountant, Sir Carla. So.
Oh Jen, the book, Jen, the bookie. Bookie. Why am I calling you the bookie? Not that. Anyway,
I'm secretary.
I'm secretary.
So I'm gonna go through the box. There's a few DMs here. Do you wanna go through the DMs?
Girly pop, that's what we always do, so let's do that.
Right, let's do that. Right. First one in the box. There's a lot of ass slapping going on.
This is the only time I think in the last 5 years that my arse has been slapped has been your man in Greece, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but this like
that old fella was like, whoppa! I was like, oh, fucking hell, all right.
Box is full of air slapping, but the first one here in the box is, I came back from maternity leave and my boss asked, was I pregnant again?
You literally can't do that. You literally can't do that.
We had...
How many times have I heard this? Plenty.
I am 34 weeks pregnant at the moment. We met up with somebody today.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
And she had no idea that I was pregnant. And I'm
so
very...
Many people are saying that to me, by the way. Sorry, so many people are saying that to me. I've talked to so many people that I know and they've been like, hold on, Jen's pregnant. And I'm like,
Nobody gives a shit about second kid.
Yeah. Like beforehand, people were saying, and Jen's pregnant. Yeah. But there's now people are like, and Jen's fucking... My mum didn't even twig. She was like, Jen's pregnant. I was like, are you fucking serious? She's like, I didn't realise that she was pregnant. Jesus, that's brilliant. I was
like, yeah, she's having a baby in like
she's
4 weeks.
When are you due? She was like, when's she due? I was like, in a literal month. Like, she's cooked. The thing is cooked.
Like, if she came out now, she wouldn't need any like assistance.
No, she'd be flying it. She'd be like, actually, do you know what? Scorpio season.
Oh no, fuck no. Wait for the Sag season. No, but literally we met up with her and she didn't know that I was pregnant. She's not on social media or anything like that. And she still didn't ask me, even though I'm very obviously pregnant.
Very obviously pregnant, yeah.
Like, and she was like, that's just one thing that you don't ask, whether you're like a fucking bump galore, looks like you're having quads.
And I know a lot of things are well-meaning, right? That's another thing that I want to say. I know that people are like well-meaning and it's like, they're almost so awkward that they don't know what to say.
Mm.
It's like this whole like commenting on women's, but you look so slim. Have you lost weight?
Yeah.
No,
the
girl.
Rest, you?
No, girl. No, girl. And like it was done so subtly because I have lost a little bit of weight lately. And someone the other day was like, I just want to let you know you look great. And I was like, thanks so much. They're like, your hair and your makeup is just absolutely gorgeous. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, I feel like you're shirting around the issue, but I also respect the fact that you're like trying, like,
I'm like, I know.
That's not like me. I went into you the other week and I was like, there is less of you.
I know. Jen, did you walk into the room, put her hands on her hips and went, yeah, no, there's less definitely of less of you. And I was like, right. She's like, yeah. No, there's less of you. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you're mine. I can tell you that.
That's I know. Like... Apparently, you can fucking say whatever you want to me and I'm going to lap it up. Fucking eat you.
Okay. You've said very politically incorrect things.
I did. I called you nothing. I called you the worst antichrist last week on Patreon. Yeah. So we kind of rinsed each other a little bit.
I mean, your road rage in the car earlier on. You said some profanative things and I'd never repeat them. You'd get cancelled.
I know. Yeah, no, there was like, a couple of things.
We just have that like, kind of relationship. That's okay.
Yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, go on.
The next one. In the UK, the head of the creative, who is 50, sitting on all of the laps of the graphic designer guys in their 20s.
Like, it doesn't matter. Okay, the age, I understand the age is like part of the story here, but the age actually doesn't matter. Just stop sitting on people's laps and work unless they invite you onto their lap. I've seen this before and I've been like...
It's the most awkward. Even on Love Island when somebody sits on somebody's lap, I'm like,
ugh. I'm like, what are you doing? Get up. Like, are you Santa Claus?
Who did that before? Remember somebody went over and sat on somebody's lap?
Oh my God, it was Ywande.
Ywande.
She plonked herself onto Danny's lap when he was in the middle of talking to Aaron Cheney. God. And everybody was like,
I wanted to puke in my mouth.
That was an absolute mortification moment. Curtis doing the salsa, absolute mortification moment.
I love
that.
I'd watch that for the rest of my life if I
would.
Would
you? That would be
it.
Sorry, him and Maura on fucking Love Island. How's the family? Good. Whereas she's like, I can't believe I shagged you. I wanted to. You can see it in her face. You can see the death. You can be like,
I'm
you
about
can
to
literally.
Get the shivers.
I know, but that's what I mean. You can see it in her face. She's like, I cannot believe that I actually had sex with you. Like, you can see it behind her eyes. She's like dying. I'm like,
but like, do you know what it is? Like, she was a rocket to begin with, but she is a rocket.
Oh,
right now, like,
yeah. And it's honestly, she literally got her lips dissolved, redone, and style. She's styled so much better,
and immaculate.
She's fucking
above Kurt Pritchard's. And anyway, we'll say. So,
and I will say, he's looking a lot better lately than he was, but he still gives me
the ick. Yeah.
Yeah, he's still like the walking ick. But that, and then what was the other thing? Oh, do you remember your one Rachel when she was trying to get with Teddy when he was kind of into Faye?
Yeah.
And she like was like, what's your favourite sexy sex? How many times do you like, I'm sexual. I'm a real sexual person. Do you like to have sex? I like to have sex. I don't think anybody should wait to have sex. Do you want to have sex right now? Sex is sex. I was like, what?
One that did that challenge and face planted something and she went down a slide. Remember she was trying to...
Oh, did she? Oh, no. Yeah. I feel bad because she got relentlessly bullied in the villa, but like that's just one thing, and that was like nothing to do with the guys that were actually being ourselves to her. Teddy was always like respectful enough, but I'll never forget that. It was like he kind of been leaning toward Faye, I think, a little bit. And she was like, I like to ride. Would you like to ride me? Maybe I could ride you right now. I was like, girl, this ain't it. Like,
as intelligent, but also like, just now.
It was just strange. Anyway, moving on. But it was just those things always stand out in my mind, like the lap sitting, the fucking salsa, and the sexy sex talk.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was crazy. I have one here. An admin guy from an industry body that was doing registration and general organization at a conference I went to took my number from the registration book to ask me out. Even though it gets better, as if that wasn't bad enough, it gets a little sexier. Even though his wife was a speaker at this very conference.
Oh my God.
And was regularly involved with this industry body.
Oh shit.
Oh my good Lord.
That's, he's, I'd say.
Scum. He's a scumbag.
He's a scumbag, but like, I'd say he is wild at the Christmas party.
I suppose if he's doing that so brash
of a Saturday afternoon, like,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you fucking doing?
Question mark.
I will say, when you said that he took some information, I was just like, Carly, do you remember that time I looked up your PPS number? Because
you're like, oh, you've been in the hospital quite a bit, actually. Huh? You're like, going through the whole thing. You're like,
oh, I need
you're on those meds. You're on those ones, yeah.
I needed it for the bank account.
I know.
You were like, I just got it. I just looked it up.
Frantically texted me. She was like, don't worry about it. I looked it up. I was like, fucking, okay. I don't think this is okay. Like, I don't think that this is G. Actually, I have another funny story about that. Except I'm going to have to keep it for the Patreon. Yeah.
Well, I think it's still GDPR if you tell the person.
Did I consent to that? I don't feel like it. I feel ick.
I got consent retrospectively. It's fine. somebody here said, I don't know if she did it or this is something that she witnessed, but had to pee one night and I couldn't leave my post, so I climbed into the back of a Garda van and I peed into a coffee cup. Like, she didn't say I peed into a coffee cup, just said
I'm guessing that was like on a work night out, maybe? On a work night out? Did she go and tell everybody?
I think she was on a stakeout. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, she couldn't leave post. Oh, yeah. Oh, good for you. Then dead right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not appropriate, but at the same time, what are you going to do? Like,
what are you going to do? You need a way.
You're hardly walking around the corner. There's a vanguard.
Why aren't you allowed to leave your post if you need a way?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of like.
That's why I'm like, it sounds like a stakeout.
It does. It sounds like a shoot. It sounds like a stakeout.
Stakeout, you know what I mean?
Oh, very funny.
General manager and a receptionist making out at a work event. 30 and 60.
Oh. Nice.
We talked about the age difference, the kind of like allowance that we'll give. Is it once they're over 25, kind of?
I still think 30 and 60, that's literally my father's age and mine. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, I can never imagine.
I don't know how I feel about it. Yeah, no, it's a weird
like,
one.
Was it Leonardo DiCaprio's 59th birthday party the other day? And I was like, I just couldn't. I don't know how these young ones are getting
59?
Up on him. I swear it was his 59th. Or was it his 49th? I want to say.
It has to be his 49th, Carly. He's not 59.
He's not fucking 49, yeah. Shit.
Okay. I was going to say, that's got fucking hell. You gave me a fright.
I still wouldn't do him. But anyway, it was just one of those things. I was like, okay. Okay. I think he's quite young for, like, I thought he was a lot older than 49.
Did
he? Yes. A lot, because, like, Brad Pitt is, like, he's well into his
50s.
Like, Brad Pitt is 59. Yeah, Brad Pitt's 59. And I'm like, he'd be younger to me than, like, how is Brad Pitt, like, near my dad's age? No, but at the same time, I'm like, it's weird. Like, Johnny Depp is, what age is that man? 60. Like, Johnny, like, I don't know. I just put Leo into that kind of category. I don't know.
What age is fucking George Clooney? He's much younger.
What age is George?
Oh, he must be in his 60s.
62. So he's not that. Like, you actually really are. Good for you. Anyway, I've got a long one.
Okay, lovely.
Okay, got a long John. Oh, lads, this triggered me. When I was 17, I waitressed in a restaurant in my town. It was a family business. I was one of the only staff members there that was not a family member. Oh, God, I see where this is going. Anyhow, I ended up hitting it off with the lad who worked doing the dishes. He was the nephew of the boss, owner, / head chef, a woman, so his aunt, and we did start going out. That was when shit started to go south. She, the boss, made a rule that the kitchen staff had to put their phones on the shelf so they wouldn't be on them at work. Lo and behold, the next time I'm at work, in the kitchen, getting desserts ready to go out, and she, the boss / head chef, starts quoting private text messages myself and the boyfriend had been sending each other. Texts that were slushy or sexy, at the top of her voice, for everybody to hear, but without actually directing it at me, so I couldn't say anything. And sure, I was only 17, awkward as hell, and she was a grown woman in her 40s. Bullying me at work. I only worked there on Sundays, but soon I couldn't eat from Friday onwards from the nerves.
Yeah.
Eventually, her sister-in-law, who was my mum's friend, caught wind of the situation and told my mum, and that was the end of it. My mum immediately rang my boss and told her she was a hateful bitch and that I wouldn't be back. One of those things, I'd love to go back in time and react differently, but I didn't have a I don't give a fuck attitude that comes with growing up because, you know, I was fucking 17. To this day, I wish only bad things for that cunt.
Oh God, I hope our restaurant burned to the ground.
Imagine, dude, what a weird. I would never have a desire, ever. To, like, why? Where would the desire
And why would you want to do that to your own nephew as well? Never mind
That's what I mean. It's not your son. Like, if it was your son, like, no, you still wrong,
wouldn't.
But you'd get away with
it. You fucking wouldn't. Like,
you'd get away with it more than you would if your fucking nephew. Hello?
Yeah.
You would get away with it more if it was your son, but at the same time, imagine doing that, like. Anyway, so fucking weird.
Oh God. Somebody here said, this is actually fucking hilarious. The two-parter. I had a 65-year-old man throw a keyboard at me in the middle of our office because I was in charge and I was younger. Yeah, this is the best part. He would also cover his ears every time I spoke and sang, la, 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 la. Can anybody hear that noise?
Are you four?
Because she was in charge. Because she was younger and in charge. Oh my God, insufferable. I torture him.
Like, Bobby wouldn't even be at that crack.
I fucking make him empty the bins. The little prick. Oh, what an asshole.
That's a shocker. An absolute shocker.
Somebody else said, I was bent over the desk and my male boss slapped me on the arse with a cushion. And just now, a couple of weeks, sorry, the other day, I walked in on the caretaker watching porn in the kitchen.
Oh, fucking jeez.
There you go.
Oh my God, yeah, that's a lot.
Lovely, 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 lovely.
That's a whole bunch.
Yes, exactly. There's so much more context that I need from this one, but I'll leave you with this. We have to wrap it up today because we are very time restricted. But this last one said, I've resigned now, but my job used to weigh us. That's not even the half of it.
What?
My job used to weigh us.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw this come in last night and I messaged them.
Oh, did you?
And I said, I need context because this is like this. How? What?
Yeah.
Like, what the genuine fuck? So hopefully. Anyway, we're actually continuing this on Patreon.
Yeah.
Because we have so much stuff to get through. And, you know, so if you're interested in hearing some sneaky secrets, click the link in the bio. Yeah. Go on. Get in there. We have a lot of gas stuff to go through. So,
go for it.
There you go.
Before we leave you, I have an unpopular opinion. It should not be okay to be anonymous on, like, adverts or done deal. Because I'm sick of bidding on stuff when I genuinely need it against fucking Robot Boy 55.
Oh, I know what you mean. Okay, sorry. I was like...
When we know he's going to bring that to Fairy House on Sunday. Do you know?
There. No, that's fair.
I think you need to be... Like, your phone number is verified. That's fair enough. But that's like, you could have a burner phone. Do you know what I mean? I think you should have to have a profile photo.
Like a passport.
I was going to say, it should be your public services card or your passport. Mm. Like...
Dead right.
A proper one with proper dimensions. You should have to verify that, like, you're a like, use your full fucking Christian name. You know, the whole shebang. I just feel like there's so many anonymous people and time wasters on them. When, like, just to prove to you, I put in a bid for a telly. Now it was free on adverts last week. And the reason why she picked me is because of my profile picture and my full name. And she was like, that's a legitimate person, I'm going to pick her. Because there was like 50 people after, like, requesting the item. So, like, it did work. Do you know what I mean? But I'm just like, the amount of people that just take... First come, first served.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. You know, go through the list and be like, just like, them fuckers like, are going to sell that.
Yeah.
And they're bringing that to the scrapyards.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's actually really fucking annoying when you just see a lot of anonymous people on those sites. You know?
I agree.
And then they, if you're getting rid of something or if you're selling something, there's a lot of time wasters and there's just like no repercussions because they're not fucking showing you who they really are.
Yeah, it's just like.
Yeah, exactly.
Peace.
So there you go. I'm assuming you've added a stomper for the
week
in a row. Uh-huh. The link for that will be down below. Carla has some stompers in that little link. And we hope you enjoyed and we will talk to you next week.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.